Wow, Coach, what a game. Getting the close win in overtime. A lot of opportunities where it felt like it was going to go astray, but you guys find a way to get it done. What did you think of that performance?
It was a great performance by both teams. Anytime you have a rivalry game, Coach Pop at Eastside has been there a long time, in my opinion. You know, one of the top coaches in the area. So, I mean, I knew they were going to be prepared to play, and I didn't expect anything less than a dogfight. So, I mean, that's what a rivalry game is all about. Throw the records out the window, and it's going to come down to the wire.
Yeah, you were talking about Coach Williams. I saw you guys pregame, had a really good conversation, had some smiles during the game. I know you two are pretty close as well. Was there any emotions heading into that game as well, knowing that he's one of your close associates?
Both of us are competitors. I mean, you know, we're good friends, but, you know, we're both competitors. So, and you know, this game is for the fans. It's for our community. So I think him being in this position, I'm being in the position I am at Hawthorne. Both of us are alumni of our, you know, or our schools. So to be able to do it for our schools, to keep this game, you know, exciting and keep it going, I think it's great.
Yeah, it was senior night, too, and what a show you put on for the fans who showed up, standing room only as well. One of your seniors, Clayton Glosson, there was a moment there in overtime where he had the layup and the ball just stayed there at the top of the rim where everybody in the stands was absolutely quiet. It was one of a surreal experience. What was going through your mind on the sideline watching that ball just stay there?
I thought it was going to spin and go in, and then this probably was the longest 2 seconds ever. I'm like, why did the ball stop? It's like it just paused. And I was just looking, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm kind of waving it, like, go in, you know, wanting to drop. But, I mean, that's just something wild that happens in the course of the game. But I say Clayton's, you know, one of those seniors who's been around the program, you know, been around the program a long time. So, you know, to get a win on senior night for those guys, you know, I think it's big, you know.
Yeah, and you told me yesterday, right, Columbia really came out strong, came out with more energy than you guys did. And tonight, you guys responded really, I don't know what you told them in that locker room, but they came out on fire in that first half. So do you really think they really understood the message coming out of the Columbia loss into tonight?
Absolutely, absolutely. I told them, I just, in pregame, I just spoke briefly on Columbia and told them, you know, they hit first, and they were super aggressive. And I told our guys, let's try to be the aggressor tonight and get a fast start. And we got off to a fast start. I knew they was going to make a run. But again, that quick start where we had a cushion. And when they did take the lead, I don't think they went up by no more than two or three. You know, so once it got down to the end, it was back and forth, 1 point our way, 1 or 2 points their way. But the fast start definitely helped us.
Yeah, thank you for your time, Coach. Fantastic win on senior night, and hopefully we get some more wins later on this year.
All right, thank you.